Hello, 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 and welcome to the Long Road Podcast. The journey goes ever on with the Long Road, brought to you by Artisan Creative. This episode, it sounds like a delicious Scandinavian pudding. Join us on an exciting journey this week with the Long Road as we explore the captivating world of Willy and the Bandits, a sensational Cornish blues band. Steve leads us further on the unbeaten path on the Vagabond Way. Meanwhile, Kev embarks on the next leg of his Camino journey, braving the elements as he starts amidst the rain. And for a delightful interlude, the Bishop treats us to a quick, sweet surprise. The Long Road Podcast, where authenticity meets adventure. Join Steve Bonham, Kev Moore, and me, Chris the Bishop Lydon, from the renegade Americana band The Long Road, as we defy typecasts with our very own brand of quirkiness and rebellion, shaking off the stereotypes of sex, drugs, and suffering. Get ready for ridiculous tales, offbeat musings, and downright daft moments. Tune in for laughs, tunes, and a rebellious spirit. Hop on the wild ride with the Long Road Podcast from Artisan Creative. Greetings, I am Chris the Bishop Lydon. I hope this podcast finds you well and happy, and if not, perhaps you can get some respite and cheer from our silly musings and chats, and in half an hour or so, perhaps you'll feel a little bit better. And if you need a little sugar-based pick-me-up, that's super easy and super delicious. Stick around to the end of the episode for my Bishop's Daily Bread section this week. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. We are so thrilled to offer you, our loyal listeners, the chance to pre-order your very own special limited edition 12-inch vinyl of our new album, Hard Country. Head to thelongroadband.net to find out all about the album, streaming links, the stories of the songs, the videos, the downloads, everything you could want. There's been such a resurgence in vinyl sales in recent years. I think recently more sales of vinyl than CDs or something crazy like that. We also note the upsurge in cassette tape sales. Do you think we should indulge? Let us know in the comments if you think you'd like cassettes as well. As always, check the websites for listings of when we're appearing live. Go to thelongroadband.net or artisan-creative.com, and the shop there is where you'll find our vinyl pre-order page. Don't forget, if you like what we do, consider buying us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/thelongroadband. Support all things Artisan Creative at our Patreon, patreon.com/artisancreative.
And before we get on with our three-way chat for today, here's our track of the week from our new album, Hard Country. This week's track is Moonshine Running. Now, I'm saying these few words from Rob McHale's house in North Carolina whilst I'm over here doing some gigs in this wonderful state. This is, I think, my third visit, and on one of the previous ones, he and I headed up into the hills to visit one of the old still distilleries of the legendary moonshine whiskey, in this case the place owned by Willie Clay Call. Still going, and you can still buy bottles of the stuff now somewhat boringly, totally legally, but in those days, up in the woods, out of the sight of the revenue, this beautiful stuff was produced and then transported in fast, souped-up cars by people like Junior Johnson and Willie Clay Call to centres of urban population and mischievousness. One of the features of this song, it has a completely accurate recipe should you, dear listener, want to make your own moonshine whiskey. Ching ching.
Way up in the backwoods where the pines they stoop so low, there's ghosts there in the shadows moving mighty slow. In the gate by Tom Dooley's grave, a mobile waste to drive, someone took the motor out, put a Cadillac inside, singing moonshine, moonshine, take a little drunk, take a jug of whiskey, you will find that you can stomp. Take a jug of whiskey, you will find that you can stomp. Moonshine,
greetings, the three of us together for a three-way podcast chat. Hilariously, we're in three, not quite three continents, but certainly three different land masses, three different countries. I'm at home in Manchester, and Steve is somewhere in the southern states of America, and Kev is at home in Spain, I believe. Hello, Steve. What time is it there?
It's not.
Is it yesterday or tomorrow?
It's rock and roll.
It's yesterday.
It's rock and roll. Oh, howdy.
Now, is this Romanian again? This is
an Englishman in North Carolina.
Oh, howdy, yeah.
Howdy, like the car.
No. Yeah, like
howdy.
The car.
Howdy, partner.
That was me being obstinate. No, howdy. And good morning, Kev. What language have you got for us?
Huva il te paiva.
Oh, wow. Well, it sounds like a delicious Scandinavian pudding.
Oh, you're very good. Very good.
Is it Norwegian?
No.
Finnish?
Yes.
Well, yes, good. There
good
we
afternoon
go.
Like... in Finnish.
Very good.
Or never shy of putting 26 letters when five will do.
Absolutely. Good on them.
Sorry, Muddy, if you're listening.
To our Finnish fan base, we'll all have switched off at that point. There we go. We've lost 20% of our audience. So this week we are talking about the band of the month. I mean, we're calling it of the month or band of the week, whatever it is. Who knows like how long it's been since we'd last talked about a band, but we've got another band to talk about and we're going to share some of our thoughts and some of their music. And this choice this time was from Kev. So I'm going to pass over to Kev to tell us who it is and a little bit about your thoughts on them.
Yeah, this week it's a band quite dear to my heart called Willie and the Bandits. I've known the guys for a while now, and they're I suppose you'd call them a Cornish blues band, which is a strange animal, really. But they started out
fabulously strange animal.
Yeah, they started out as basically a bunch of guys that had a band, and they were surfers. I mean, just proper surfer rats. You know, they'd just be out surfing all day and living in the van, pretty much literally living in the van. And they started gathering a following. They used to play down in Truro and surrounding areas, and they worked damned hard. You know, they're sort of their own cottage industry, I suppose, in a way, a little bit like we do it. You know, they sort of control their whole thing, and they've got up to the point where they were kind of cherry picked by Joe Bonamassa, but the pandemic cruelly blew that for them a bit. But in recent times, they've been on tour supporting Samantha Fish. And they're just a really, really, I think, quite unique sounding band. Willie's a superb player, great slide player, very unique voice. And their genre, they're quite broad in their songwriting, given the genre that they're in. The first album I got from them was a live album called Living Free, which was superb. And the title track is excellent. They're really, really, really good to see live. And they recorded an album not too long ago called When the World Stood Still, which is their take on the pandemic.
Yes.
And the track Solid Ground for me is one of their greatest. So it's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
And they recorded at Sawmill Studio, which I don't even know if it's still there. It was on the verge of it was one. It's one of the great studios, Sawmill Studio. If you research it, you can find so many well-known bands have recorded there, and you get to it like by crossing a river. You have to actually put your gear in a boat and go across to it. It's quite fascinating.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it's great that they managed to. They crowdfunded their album and got that one out. But they're a really, really great, unique band for me.
Steve, what were your first reactions?
Well, do you remember, Chris, when we did a festival in the Northeast, there was a band called Willie and the Something on, and they were a really good America band. So I thought Americana band, so I thought, oh, it's them. And then, it's not them, it's another band. So I listened. The first track I heard was a kind of good bit of Wellian blues rock, and I thought, yeah, that's old Kev. That's definitely old Kev. And then they come at you sideways because they've got such a rich variety and texture of sound. I think I probably like this band more than any other band I've heard for a long time.
Yeah,
they got me. This is everything I went into rock music for. Everything I did everything I ever wanted to do rock music, I think they do it. I think it's absolutely superb. And I just love, yeah, they love the fact it's almost impossible to label them. And I was laughing because I was, you know, even on Wikipedia, it says blues, rock, Latin and folk, which is pretty crap, actually. It doesn't really do it at all. And then they're describing themselves as progressive roots rock. Well, I could go with that. I thought that was there. Love them, Kev. I think they were unexpectedly. It's like when you listen to their albums, it's like you know, you get this big bluesy stew of different sorts of music, and you think you've got a bowl of lamb stew, and you find this alligator in it. It's great stuff. Loved it.
It's funny about the name, isn't it? Because you thought there might have been another band. If you look them up on Spotify, it's spelt Wille. And that's how I presumed it was spelt when Kevin introduced the Bandits. But it's not. No. And I look on Spotify and it's literally spelt wrong on Spotify. I think that must be a bit annoying to them to think that.
I'm sure Willie's incredibly annoyed about that. No, nobody gets his name right. Yeah.
yeah, exactly. And I thought, surely somebody somewhere, that's just on a computer somewhere, somebody at Spotify can fix that, surely. But anyway, that's a side point. It would annoy me if my name was spelt permanently wrong. My band's name was spelt permanently wrong on Spotify. I'd want it fixed. Yeah. But you know, I really enjoyed listening to them. I did a sort of my usual thing. I started off on one of their early albums and one of their later ones. You know, you listen to the first two tracks on their old. What was it? The first album I listened to was called New Breed from 2010.
Yeah.
And the first two tracks, you get a real sense of their diversity straight away because you get this. You have this bluesy, rocky number to begin with, and then you have this Latin thing afterwards. Yeah. And it's just like that. I mean, that straight away, I was like, I'm going to get on board with. I'm going to get on board with these guys because they obviously know what they're doing. In terms of what they want, the sound they want to make, they're not worried about fitting in someone else's box.
Correct.
They're interested. Here's the sounds. Here's the things that we want to start making.
Yeah.
And you can either, you know, people
come on board like or not.
Or love
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah. And not. It really feels they're not beholden to anybody apart from their own creativity, which you know, surprise, surprise, appeals to me. You know, the way that we approach things. So there was a track called Jack the Lad, which was more of a straight up sort of rock vibe. Mm-hmm. Had some great guitar licks and then some like dropouts and back ins, just lovely stuff. Straight after Jack the Lad, which was quite a big number, a song called I Can Change, which was this sort of gentle blues swing number, but simple, but felt very self-assured, forming its own little sort of bubble of serenity after the madness of the track before. One of the things I really liked about the early stuff, and throughout their stuff, but I particularly heard it more on the early stuff, was that what the bass is doing is brilliant. You know,
yeah.
As we've talked about, Kevin, you know, we've explored in our music the notion of the bass being the basis for the harmony, but also doing its own little line and its own little melody. And if people are listening to the early stuff, just zone in on the bass and just listen to what they're doing because it is performing that function brilliantly of the basis, forgive the pun,
yeah.
But also its own little journey.
Yeah.
Steve, did you have any particular tracks that struck you?
I agree with Kev on Solid Ground. I think that is just beautiful, you know, and that's worthy of Peter Green, that track, you know.
I really thought that was amazing.
And I like the actual song, when the world's still still. I love the image of it, and I love the reflectiveness of it. I thought that was special. And then an earlier one, Keep Your Head Up. I love that song. I really love that. Yeah, and it's got a humming chorus. I particularly love those tracks, but there were so many. There were so many. I really thought, and it's the great. It's that feeling like. Do you know if you went to see them, I feel you'd be going to see five concerts in one evening. So there's nothing repetitive about what they do. They keep surprising you with a kind of change of pace, or that's really close to what we've tried to do. So and I felt
it's brilliant British roots music.
Greatly heartened by it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, and I really I like the progression again with their later stuff. You know, bringing in the piano, bringing in the Hammond, and there was a fiddle on one track, and it all just fits. It's that expansion of their universe.
Yes,
that they, you know,
a very natural, natural growth, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah, and they know the sound they want to make, and particularly with this later stuff, because again, the what was it called? When the World Stood Still. Yes, the latest studio album. They obviously wanted to expand And so many of the, I mean, I could listen to that album all day. So many good stuff on there. Like most of you, When the World Stood Still in particular, I thought Solid Ground was a great closer. You know, that just stunning. I really liked, there was a track called Move Too Fast.
Ah, yeah, that's a great track. Move
Too Fast. That's sort of a 70s sort of funk, soul, punchy vibe. Some lovely little Hammond licks in there.
Yeah.
And like really funky, groovy drum, keeping it all going. The vocals on that one, half of it is, you know, could care less. But then the chorus will kick in and there'll be this 15 seconds of mad energy and activity.
Yeah.
And then they'll switch back to calm. And yeah. And those peaks and troughs, though, that's sort of, that immediate switching, it really floats my boat. So if I was going to recommend, you know, if I'm going to say to people, have a listen to this album, I'd say that last one, When the World Stood Still, I think was great.
I mean, the only melancholy thing about this is why they are not huge.
Yes,
exactly.
It makes me kind of despair of the world a bit, you know, when there's so much crap out there and you get a real band playing skill and passion. Love it. Love it.
So that was Willie and the Bandits. That's Wille, no extra I, and the Bandits. Great band. Do check them out and we'll play something of theirs now. Just before we play some music from Willie and the Bandits, a reminder that they are on tour across Europe in May. Germany, Austria, Czechia, Netherlands, Belgium, it looks like. Throughout May, so do go and check them out. I think they'll be brilliant live. So here is the first track I've chosen to play. We're going to play two. The first one is called Move Too Fast.
Get off and feel that feeling. It's your chance to live your life.
And here is the second track from Willy and the Bandits that I've chosen to play. It's called Solid Ground, which I think really struck both Kev and Steve. So here it is, Solid Ground from Willy and the Bandits.
Sometimes I lie to myself, 'cause I don't wanna make a change. What a selfish man I am, to gamble in a restraint. Children walking on solid ground.
The Unbeaten Path, Part 4, Enchantment. Of all the gifts a vagabond gains, enchantment may be the sweetest. That unexpected moment when you are drawn, trance-like, into a deeper connection with the world. To be a vagabond is metaphorically and often literally about travelling through time, place, space. And I believe it is this momentum that opens you up to the possibilities of the world around that you may easily otherwise overlook. I've been told that Aboriginal people in Australia talk about being 4 days into a place before you're truly there. 4 days on the road, 4 days of travel, and you start to notice what the world affords. Notice the secret moments that slip upwards through the soil and the cracks in the pavement to engage you. These are the fragile moments of wonder. Moments which you cannot capture by photograph or even words. They are indefinable, intimate, temporary, and such. Their beauty is seasoned with a feeling of melancholy, of something that will be lost as soon as it is found. The roots of the word enchantment, I am told, come from the Latin incantare, a spell woven by singing, like incantation. And it is the singing of the road that we hear as we make our vagabond way. These moments of enchantment, these fragile moments of wonder, are the gifts I have received along the way. The eagle I saw hovering over my head as I washed my face in the River Dra, staring across the way in the Appalachian forests to meet the gaze, companionable and curious, of a brown bear. Hearing my companions weave for the first time their beautiful spells over my simple song, Western Requiem.
Welcome back to Kev's Cafe Corner. You join me on the Camino Trail between Santiago de Compostela and Negrera in the northwestern Spanish province of Galicia. You may remember last week I'd set out from the city and quickly connected with my Camino self. That is to say, someone who's shed the trappings of a modern day-to-day existence and is walking the trail with little else but the clothes on my back and a sleeping bag. It's liberating. I once again became acquainted with the peculiar and convoluted ritual of removing my backpack, putting on my poncho, removing it again after forgetting that my backpack needed to be underneath my poncho to protect it from the rain, then putting my poncho back on again, all hopefully completed before the heavens opened. Then, as the sun came out, removing same, plus taking off my fleece, tying it around my waist for about 500 metres before the heavens opened again, and I had to repeat the process. You get the picture. Today was very much a crowded house day. That is to say, four seasons in one day. I met up again with Belgians Joran and Matty, her son, as I sheltered under a bridge from the rain, doing the poncho dance, as it were. I asked her how it was going. She gave a rueful laugh and said, "I'm a victim of my own vanity," before going on to explain that she'd had a pedicure before starting the Camino, removing all the hard skin from her feet, and now she was in agony. However, adding, "My nails look fabulous, though." Despite the pain, she was able to laugh about it, at least. I was contemplating finding another coffee stop, but she pointed out that we were only about 4 kilometres from Negrera, which was my destination for the night, so I decided to press on, leaving her and Matty beneath the bridge as she nursed her feet. I did manage to find a nice little cafe in Negrera itself when I arrived, and I stopped there for one and also to get my pilgrim passport stamped before finally completing the 1 kilometre out of town to the municipal hostel. As you leave the town itself, you pass the Paso de Coton and the Capella de San Mauro, home to the Counts of Altamira, very illustrious folks from the 15th century whose power extended not just from the walls of Negrera, but all the way to Santiago itself. It was a climb out of the town to the municipal hostel, but it was rewarding because what a great place it was, modern and clean, and a bed for the night for just €8. I hadn't bothered booking anything on the whole trail. I just always trust in the way. I've never walked at peak times in the summer, but when I do walk, it seems to be no problem at all to find somewhere to stay. The only drawback at this place was the rule that you had to leave your boots in the hallway, and access to the beds upstairs was by a metal grid staircase that made your feet look like Belgian waffles. It was agony. There I met Daisy from Taiwan, who was studying in Freiburg in Germany through something to do with the Erasmus programme, and Andres from Slovakia. Their methods of approaching the Camino differed greatly. He'd walked from France, and Daisy had caught the bus from Santiago. She was very proud of walking the 1 kilometre out of town, though. Andres and I tried to convince her to walk tomorrow. We wait. Next time, day 2, a river runs through it. Lost.
This has already been a really action-packed episode with 3 songs, so I'm going to do a super short and punchy Bishop's Daily Bread. Now, this will come as a shock to you, dear listeners, but when I was 9 years old, Mary Berry, yes, Dame Mary Berry off of the telly, lied to me. Yes, she lied to me, brazenly, and to millions of others. And I'm still processing this fact 31 years later. In her infamous recipe book, Fast Cakes, from 1981, the original Fast Cakes, in itself a misleading title, as it's not just cake recipes, as you'll hear. Anyway, she has a recipe for flapjack. Now, this recipe tells you to bake the flapjack for, I can't remember now exactly, but whatever it tells you, it's too long. You end up with sort of crispy, crunchy, occasionally even burnt flapjack. And nobody wants that. What you want is soft, squidgy, not too crumbly, flapjack filled with plump oats, whatever they are. Plump oats? What's that? And dried fruits and cherries. Yum, yum, yum. So, here, I found a good fruit flapjack recipe that I made recently, and it was a stunning, terribly, terribly bad for you, but stunning. So, 250 grams of butter. What a glorious start to any recipe. 250 grams of butter, yes. 200 grams of brown sugar, or a combo of brown sugar and demerara sugar. 5 tablespoons of golden syrup. You melt all that lot together, make sure all the sugar is dissolved. I actually throw in a pinch of salt as well at this point. Now, the recipe called for 100 grams of dried fruit. Now, I find myself incapable of putting the indicated amount of dried fruit into any recipe. Any recipe with dried fruit, I just cannot put what it says in. I have to put more in. So, I went for about 200 grams. A mixture of raisins, sultanas, chopped up glacé cherries, and some finely diced dates for a particular squidge. So add the dried fruit and 350 grams of oats. I've no idea what the difference is between jumbo or rolled or whatever oats. I've got oats, so I use oats. Mixy, mixy, mixy. Now press this into an 8-inch square pan, which you've pre-lined with reusable parchment. Bake at 180-ish, I guess, for 20 minutes or 30 minutes. And now, it will appear to be underdone at first, but it will solidify more as it cools, so don't take it too far in the oven. Better to be slightly under than over, I guess, on this one, I think. Once it's cooled down, cut into slices or squares, and apply liberally to face. Delish. This recipe certainly rolls my oats. We'll be right back. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening. Wherever in the world you are, subscribe to the podcast, however you get your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Acast, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon. The next episode will be out next Friday. If you fancy buying us a coffee, you can at buymeacoffee.com/thelongroadband. Dead simple, just to drop us a few quid to support what we do. It even accepts Apple Pay and Google Pay. Super easy. All of our music and merch is on Bandcamp, where you can help support a positive ecosystem for the music industry. Download, streaming, vinyl, CDs, it's all there. thelongroadband.bandcamp.com. You can get hold of our books through the Artisan Creative website. Head to artisan-creative.com. We're on Patreon at patreon.com/artisancreative. Big thank you to our current Patreons for your ongoing support. If you'd like to support us, you'll get free digital stuff and merchandise in the post if you want it. Help us create something different, something that entertains and something that inspires others. Join us on the journey. patreon.com/artisancreative. Thank you once again, brave adventurers, vagabonds and explorers, for joining us on the long road. Remember, the world isn't beige. It's authentic, it's rich and it's real. Embrace every last bit of it. Until next time, the journey goes ever on with the long road. Bye for now.